I'm Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, heard on 90.9 WBUR at 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. each Saturday, and available at any time on our website, onlyagame.org. Each week on the program, Charlie Pierce of the Boston Globe and I discuss various sports stories, or Charlie discusses them while I listen politely, and it's time for that to happen again right now. Hello, Charlie. That is an impersonation of a vuvuzela unparalleled by any other I've
heard. I am very high on the vuvuzelas. I like the vuvuzelas.
Well, we'll get to those, okay. Of course. But Boston fans are still reeling from the L.A. Lakers' 83-79 win over the Celtics Thursday night to take the NBA's Larry O'Brien Trophy. Even though we are in Boston, we should offer a tip of the cap to Kobe Artest et al., I suppose.
Yeah, the Lakers did everything I didn't think they could do over the last two games. They beat the Celtics at defense, they beat the Celtics at rebounding, they beat the Celtics at ugly basketball, and I didn't think they were capable of doing that.
And their victory parade will travel through downtown Los Angeles on Monday morning. I suppose the city needs a couple of days to clean up the mess after Thursday night's celebration.
Yeah, we had a little property damage out there. There was some... There were at least 15 small fires, and people threw things at the police, which I don't know if that's the usual Thursday night in Los Angeles. But so they are going to have the parade through downtown. Is it weird to you that Los Angeles has a downtown?
I think they pick a different one each time they have a parade.
The downtown Los Angeles doesn't sound right.
According to his coach, the Celtics' Rasheed Wallace might have played his last game, but never fear, another NBA great is coming back to fill the void. Are you excited about the possible return next season of Allen Iverson?
Well, let's see what kind of shape he's in. I mean, he's always been an entertaining player. It'd be interesting to see where he turns up.
Charlie, last week you said you had figured Tom Izzo for a lifer at Michigan State. Coach Izzo, who had reportedly been considering an offer to become head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, has proved you correct, at least in the short run.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to give up the empire he's built in at Michigan State for a chance to maybe coach LeBron James, and he wasn't even really sure if he was going to do that, that never sounded very plausible to me, although I'm sure the money was very tempting. And now I don't think he's going anywhere ever.
Tiger Woods ended yesterday's round two at the U.S. Open at 4 over par for the tournament. It's characteristic of the old Tiger Woods to come charging back in the rounds 3 and 4 of a major tournament. Will we see the old Tiger Woods at this tournament?
Well, even if we do, we better hope somebody throws a bucket of water on Phil Mickelson, because he made the charge of the tournament so far on Friday and has pushed himself into contention.
The Pac-10 Conference has welcomed the University of Utah into the fold. Now, stay with me here, because the numbers get a little complicated. So the Pac-10 has 12 members, the Big 12 has 10, and the Big 10 has 12. Has anything come out of all this restructuring other than funny math?
I think it's time to change the names of the conferences to names that don't have numbers, such as the Pacific Conference, or the Big Conference, even bigger conference.
While the schools count the dollars that inevitably come from swapping conferences or moving from one to another, which fans have lost or gained in this season of realignment?
Well, I think certainly the Utah fans have gained. They've moved into a terrific conference, and they've been pleading after really whacking Alabama around in a bowl game a couple of years ago to play with the big boys. Now they'll do that. I think that the Big 12, which was built on the bones of the old Big 8 and the old Southwestern Conference, is moving closer and closer to being the Southwestern Conference. The Big 10 gets Nebraska, which will apparently now play a traditional game on Thanksgiving against Wisconsin, which has all of my Nebraska in-laws revolving under the sod, because they remember when Nebraska-Oklahoma was the only game
it
in town.
It certainly was. The Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics released a report this week recommending, among other things, that participation in NCAA championships should be limited to schools where at least 50% of the athletes are on track to graduate. The commission started pushing this idea back in 2001. So, how soon can we expect implementation of this particular reform?
I didn't even know the Knight Commission was still around.
Oh,
I thought
yes.
It had issued. I thought the rolls and the waffles on the buffet table had run out of that one five or six years ago. No, they're attempting to rein in academically a strictly capitalist enterprise at this point, and it's not going to work, and it's never going to work.
The NFL would like to add two games to its schedule. Actually, it's not so much adding two games. It's changing two of what everybody agrees are pretty much pointless preseason games that season ticket holders are forced to attend and pay for anyway into something worth watching, games that count. Sound like a good plan?
Yeah, let Roger Goodell go out there and play two extra real top, you know, full speed regular season football games and see what his hips and knees and cognitive functions are like after it's done. I thought, you know, a way to keep from making people pay full price for exhibition games? Don't make them pay full price for exhibition games.
That sounds like a plan. Also, it seems to me this is a little bit contradictory with the NFL's announced plan to try to do something about head injuries.
Yeah, they're going to make sure that if you get a head injury, it'll be in the interest of winning an actual regular season game.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is headed to Kansas City in 2012. Is it a bad sign when even the sports columnists who grew up in Kansas City say that's a bad choice?
Well, I don't know that it's just a bad choice. It's going to be awful weather because it's 400 degrees there right around All-Star Game time. Fenway, in fact, just down the street here was the runner-up. But, you know, Kansas City, as near as I can tell, is still a member in good standing of Major League Baseball. They deserve to have an All-Star Game.
Very pretty park. They have that waterfall still,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, I think.
Spain next plays a soccer game on Monday when they will face Honduras, and the Spanish players probably can't wait because if they can manage to win, people may finally stop talking about how Spain lost to Switzerland in their first game. Greatest World Cup upset since the U.S. beat England in 1950.
That's what people are telling me. It kind of surprises me. I didn't realize the Swiss were that bad. But apparently this is something to make you pick up your vuvuzela and honk away the night. I think that the Spanish need to make it out of group now because that resounding thud you hear is going to be ahead of some people hitting the floor.
Elsewhere in World Cup action, does Argentina coach Diego Maradona say things like Pele has to go back to the museum in a clever attempt to entertain reporters so they won't bother his players, or is he just nuts?
No, I think he has to go back to rehab myself. But I hope Argentina plays all the way to the final game because this guy is completely... Number one, Lionel Messi is one of the most amazing athletes I've ever
seen. Without a doubt.
I mean, he's far, at least to my untrained eyes, the best player in the tournament. But that said, Diego Maradona is out of his mind. He's completely insane. Please keep him in the tournament.
There has been much discussion of those vuvuzelas that have provided the soundtrack for the World Cup, Charlie. This week, Ernie Els said that he thought it would be, quote, cool if fans at the U.S. Open golf tournament at Pebble Beach brought the horns to the course. I assume he said that because he knew there was absolutely no possibility that it would actually happen.
Well, I mean, I think now that Ernie Els has called it out, you may actually see somebody try to smuggle one in. I love him. I love having kind of this low-level drone going on through the whole telecast.
Meanwhile, baseball has no problem with excessive noise, or at least the Florida Marlins don't have a problem with it. They're going to have an air horns giveaway night, and it's tonight. So can I put you down for a seat up front, right in front of some guy who gets a free air horn?
Well, luckily it's the Marlins, so they're only going to give away about three of these air horns.
Charlie Pierce writes for the Boston Sunday Globe magazine. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game, and I'm awfully glad he doesn't have an air horn because he would blow it now, I'm sure. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.